control and prevention. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 125 points, and NASDAQ down about 190. This is SRN News.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Miller Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it, or you can trade it in, or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Marguerite's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Airnow Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is a lot better this week than it was last week. Tonight will be a chilly one with clear skies, overnight low temperature 36. But tomorrow and Wednesday, beautiful weather, really nice. Lots of sunshine both days. Warming trend continues. We'll be up around 67 on Tuesday, near 70 on Wednesday. Risk of showers returning, but still mild on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Never before has the leader of the free world been so cognitively compromised. It's clear, to me at the least, that US President Joe Biden is struggling with dementia and is clearly not up to the task he's been sworn in to do. This was apparent to many during the election campaign, but such was the hatred for Donald Trump by the partisan and poisonous mainstream media, they chose not to highlight anything that actually may have derailed a Biden victory. Even now, after he's been sworn in, many of them are still refusing to speak the truth about Biden's lack of capacity. It was quite telling that while President Biden was playing Mario Kart and napping all of last weekend, apparently he had no official duties, his ambitious deputy Kamala Harris was telephoning foreign leaders. That's a novelty for a vice president. And this week, he emerged to participate in a sanitized town hall being interviewed by the Bidenista, Anderson Cooper of CNN. Biden promptly gave away his teleprompter, and the result was nothing short of a disaster. Biden started off by excusing the genocide against the Uyghur people by the Chinese Communist Party. He dismissed it as just Chinese cultural norms. And then he made what many interpret as racist comments about television commercials. Did you ever believe 5 years ago every second or third ad out of five should turn out to be biracial couples? He said. Like, who cares about that? Who counts that? And why bring it up? But then he went on to suggest that blacks, Hispanics, and people who live in the country aren't really smart enough to get online.
A lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination.
Wow, what a way to offend almost all of your voter base. Anyway, it was capped off by Biden admitting he doesn't really know where he is a lot of the time, and he actually needs to ask his carer, his wife, where he is when he wakes up in the morning.
Over the years, over your career, you've already spent a great deal of time at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, except now you're living there and you're president. It's been 4 weeks. What's it like? How's it different?
I get up in the morning, look at Jill and say, where the hell are we?
Well, he should get some marks because that was probably the most honest thing he said during the entire event, because much of it was littered with total falsehoods. Like this claim that the Americans didn't have a vaccine when he came into office. Now, that's total BS. And I can say that because Joe Biden actually had the vaccine before he was installed as president. But it went entirely unchallenged by the interviewer, Anderson Cooper, or anyone else in the mainstream media. Have a listen.
The biggest thing, though, is you remember when you and I... when you and I talked last, we talked about... It's one thing to have the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office, but a vaccinator. How do you get the vaccine into someone's arm?
Now, I'm not here tonight to highlight the mental impairment of Joe Biden. It's too easy. And it's not his fault. But he did run for office knowing that the decline in his capacity was accelerating. And so did the media. And so did the Democratic Party. Yet they all chose to cover it up. Just like many of them sought to cover up the Hunter Biden laptop and cash for access scandals, they haven't asked Creepy Joe about the weird hair sniffing, the allegations of sexual misconduct, his previous support for segregation, the rather odd way that he interacts with women, and his overtly racist statements. Now, these excuses for journalists are continuing the cover-up of Biden's presidency. And reporting on the dumpster fire that was the Biden town hall, many media outlets simply omitted the gaffes, the lies, and the clear Chinese propaganda lines. It's like they're running a Biden protection racket, while simultaneously protecting themselves from admitting their unconscionable conduct during the election campaign was instrumental in having this man elected as president. It's all rather pathetic, but even usually smart people are blinded by the nonsense put out by the mainstream media. They believe every perceived sin of Donald Trump, while they seem intent on canonizing St. Joe.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB for a Monday. Not much of a fun day. We'll do our best till 6.
And here they are.
It's me and Rosie Brock.
Please clap.
Thanks there, Jeb. Hi, Rosie.
Hey.
No surprise today as the Supreme Court tossed all of the election lawsuits, as I said they would. Why wouldn't they? Why would they? I mean, Clarence Thomas gave a brilliant rebuttal to the decision, but once again, we see two, Kavanaugh and Comey Barrett, useless. So apparently it's now legal for a state to violate its own laws. This is specifically Pennsylvania, you know, when it comes to counting votes that come in, and, you know, postmarked after the election and all this other crap. So they get away with all of it. And there's nothing. Who's going to stop them? Who's going to stop them in the future? Nobody. We are so rapidly spinning into a country where only one opinion is welcome. In fact, I put something on Facebook to that effect this afternoon. Because, I mean, you would think that the Democrats had like a 75% majority in both houses and with Biden in the White House, the way they're acting when they have the narrowest of margins. But one reason they do is because the a-hole Republicans that we elected under the assumption, especially back in 2016, that they would use their majority to overturn all the left-wing bullshit that came along through Obama's god-awful 8 years. They didn't, because they don't have balls. Completely lacking balls, and that starts with the big turtle in Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, who's got to go, although I guess we're stuck with him until, I think he was just reelected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got those Supreme Court justice nominees through, and they did a really great job standing up for our country today. And you got to believe, who threatened them with what? Now, House Democrats are going after cable providers and streaming services for hosting Fox News or Newsmax or One American News Network. This is chilling. We're gonna put pressure on these companies to drop. I mean, Fox, as bad as they've been, and they are paying a severe price for their decision to take a left turn last year under the Murdoch kids. And their audience has been literally sliced in half, according to the last ratings I looked at. But that's not good enough. We can't have a dissenting opinion, a discussion. And I'll tell you something else. If they're going to do this with cable companies and Fox, when does it land on our doorstep here? Russia's gone. And there are still very popular syndicated conservative shows and very popular local shows like this one or Young Joey or Dan Morris. Well, when do we get told that, well, we just can't do this anymore? Or they'll come back with that imbecilic fairness doctrine. We have a fairness doctrine here. It's called 272-9228. If you don't like what I say, you can call up and tell me I'm wrong. But I would like to know why I'm wrong.
Respectfully.
Most people can't do that. And we're just getting started. And the thing that really pisses me off, and I haven't heard a whole lot about it. In fact, I'm having trouble finding an article. I know I saw it several times over the weekend. Coca-Cola's mandate to their white employees to be less white. Yeah.
It's on Todd Starnes' site, Greg.
To be less white. So I would like to know, how do I dial down the whiteness? And I've read an article today, and Bill and Melinda Gates are behind this. Math is also racist. 2 + 2 is racist. It is indicative of white supremacy. I am not making this up. They give this whole thing about, well, how these... So here's my suggestion. If 2 + 2 is racist, I think employers should start paying people whatever... They want people to come up with an answer that reflects their culture or their imagination. Not a number. Not 2 + 2 = 4. I'm going to put 7 there because for whatever stupid reason. So now companies can underpay their employees and just say, well, we don't want to be racist. So even though you work 40 hours at $20 an hour and you're supposed to have an $800 gross, we just felt it was racist to pay you by the numbers, so we're giving you $300 because in our culture and imagination, I mean, how can you argue that? This nation has gone fully off the rails, and it's only going to get worse. All right, our first caller is Red Top, and would you send me that Todd Starnes link? Mm-hmm. I know it's been all over the place because Coca-Cola, a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about it, was told every legal firm that's under contract to them, if you don't have the proper number of people of color, lesbians, gays, bi, transgenders, and every other group, we're going to pay you 25% less or we'll just cut you out completely. They're not interested in whether or not the law firm has the best people, and often that does include people from all these groups. But now they want specific quotas met. We're back to that bullshit. I thought the whole idea, the stuff we were, the awakening in the 60s was to make this an inclusive nation so everybody had the same shot at the American dream. And now... what's happening now has nothing to do with that. All right, Red Top, save me some voice here.
I will. Some encouragement on the legislative level and voting. 33 Republican state legislatures have proposed 241 bills to straighten all this voter fraud. Early election, early voting, absentee voting, they have really come down the last week.
What happens in a state like Michigan or Pennsylvania where you have Republican legislatures and a jack-off Democrat in the governor's mansion?
Well, they can always override the governor's veto.
If they get enough support from the Democrats. Usually you have to have either two-thirds or 75% to override a gubernatorial veto.
But you know, a lot of these states, they got a two-thirds majority, man. So some laws are going to change. I'm not going to say it in the obtuse places like Michigan and New York and all that. And on another note, that I'm sorry, this is going to make you even more outrageously mad. Whenever the new congresswoman was finally sworn in by Nancy Pelosi, she refused to let her son, a naval officer, come to the swearing-in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's that bitch Pelosi. What would you expect from somebody as petty and, you know, she and her $50,000 freezer and $50
pie. This is true. So,
there's
but,
a word for her I can't use on the radio. Unless
me
I wanna,
too.
Unless I want to use it once and get a couple of days off without pay. And it might be worth it. I might just call her that sometime. Thanks for the call. Do you see what's going on here? The Democrats are starting to, they're planning to threaten cable companies for carrying Fox or Newsmax or One American News. There's only one reason why they would do that. They don't have an agenda that's going to be popular, at least with any majority of people. So we'll just make this a one-opinion country. And you know what that means? That means we're not, we're the United Soviet Union. We fought wars. We sacrificed tens of thousands of lives against what's happening right before our eyes in real time. And it gets crazier by the day. The fairness doctrine. Well, I mean, I could do Happy Good Morning Radio in the afternoon. You know, let's do recipes. Let's do, you know, what band do you hate the most? Whatever you want. You know, we can always do that. Oh, unless I have to give equal time to bands that aren't hated. This is scary stuff. And we're only in the first 100 days. I believe when I went to MAPCO yesterday, I did a double take because I have a MAPCO card and I got 5 cents a gallon off on Sunday. Not that the 60 cents, but you see, that's what my dad taught me. He says, if you disrespect the penny, you're going to end up disrespecting and not appreciating the dollar and above. So if I can save 60 cents, I'll do it.
Yeah.
After I ran my account number into the pump and got my credit approved, I looked and it, on regular, it said $2.30 a gallon. Wow. Babylon Bee has a great headline today. Biden administration shooting for $100 a gallon gas in first 100 days. And why is it that we have to endure all this before this big group in the middle that gets spoon-fed crap from network television? You know, I watched the Today Show. I don't know. We end up with that CBS National thing on it at 7 o'clock because we're on the local. I have no problem. The local's great. In fact, kudos to Andrew James for the brilliant job he's done on the expansion on the riverfront. Excellent series. But CBS National, I can lip read those bastards, and they make me mad. And they are the most unappealing group of people, the smarmiest, smuggest. Well, they're all like that at the network level.
I noticed we got Salem News Radio now.
Yes, it looks like that transition has finally been completed.
Mm-hmm.
So no more Chris Foster. No more Lillian in the morning. Assuming that the fix is permanent. And if it is, we need to applaud.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
For getting that done.
Please
clap.
Thank
you, Alan.
Oh, by the way, in addition to acting less white, now the Scientific American says dieting is racist, too.
No, it's healthy.
Breathing is racist.
Yeah.
Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company that treats many of the veterans who suffered all types of injuries and wounds, some of them of a permanent nature, protecting the freedoms that we're throwing out the window. It saddens me to know that we have so many great veterans that listen to this show that gave up the best years of their lives to go to these faraway jungle places, fight a war that the American people at that time weren't very supportive. In fact, spit on the troops and they came back. I don't know how that feels. Gulf States Mobility can only help with the empowerment, the ability to restore choices to people who have made that sacrifice. And, of course, that would also include people who just were in the wrong place at the wrong time, involved in a wreck, suffering disabling injuries from that, or it started out, I was just trying to screw in a light bulb and the ladder gave way, or I lost my balance. And now I've got a broken hip and I'm looking at months before I can walk normally. Whatever the situation, Gulf States Mobility steps in, mitigates the risk within the home, things that we take for granted that can become a real menace to real recovery, eliminating those, installing things like chairlifts for stairs, because people recover better in a home they're familiar with. It's just a simple fact. And they've been doing this for a long time, and it's all a customized approach from their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590, Gulf States Mobility. We're proud to have you as a long-term sponsor to the show, and we love the work you do for people each and every day, restoring choices to lives that got the toughest break of all. Please look them up and like them on Facebook.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We have some congestion on East South Boulevard and East Boulevard. That's about it. No accidents into us this afternoon. We do have a lot of cars on the road, but everybody's getting where they're going. Beautiful afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with 1 hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the former Mannington Mills plywood plant. February 18th through the 25th is your opportunity to bid on all items big and small at this plywood mill. It's an auction that features a complete plywood lathe line, hogs, chippers, dust collectors, and boilers. And if you're looking for shop equipment, we've got lots of items to choose from, including a truck scale, dump hoppers, pallet racking motors, valves, mill chain, steel tables, hand and power tools, and a whole lot more. This is the auction you don't want to miss. It's located at 785 Port of Epps Highway in Epps. On-site preview of items is Wednesday, February 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bidding opens at 11 a.m. February 18th and closes at 11 a.m. February the 25th. For more information, go to our website at murphyauction.com. That's murphyauction.com.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Nick Jonas, Nick, over here.
Yes.
How does it feel to be back on The Voice?
Amazing.
Any big surprises?
Watch and find out. Next question.
Nick Jonas.
You in the back.
Jake Welton, Oklahoma City B. Are you scared to go up against Blake Shelton, by far the best coach ever, and one incredibly handsome guy?
Blake, is that you?
No, I'm Jake Welton, reporter.
Okay, Jake. Well, tell Blake the new kid's gonna crush him.
Oh, it's so on. You're going down. I mean, I'll deliver the message.
Nick Jonas returns to The Voice, Monday, March 1st on NBC.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Kim and Kanye are officially divorcing. The couple asked for privacy during this painful time. Well, Kanye did. Kim, on the other hand, will star in a modest six-part e-docuseries, I'm Single Again. Like mother, like daughter. Federal agents in Cincinnati seized $2.8 million worth of cocaine-coated frosted flakes. In related news, Charlie Sheen won't have breakfast this week. And officials say the Texas power grid was seconds away from a total collapse. Fortunately, residents of Dallas are used to epic collapses thanks to the Cowboys. This is not headline news.
At 3:31, welcome to Happy Hour. I on my new laptop, I haven't established a homepage, so I get Microsoft News, which I'm sure I don't read it, but it always looks like it's over here, you know, to your left. And there was a headline yesterday that said, Texas pays price for trying to be energy independent. So I sent the article to David Blackman, our buddy who spent his career in the energy business, to get his take on it. I said, you know, is there any merit to this? Is this really the way? And, you know, he gave me a great answer. We will talk to him at more length tomorrow about that. Oh, he's on Messenger. Once in a while, I'll figure out what I'm doing wrong. You know, get everything straightened out. Let's see. He says, well, Texas's rush to independence has saved consumers tens of billions in electricity bills over the last 20 years, but the same features of the market that save consumers money serve to be to disincentivize the building of new power plants. I think I'll make this piece the subject of one of my blog posts today.
Yay.
It was just obnoxious the way, you know, see, energy independence isn't so great.
The Epoch Times did an interview with somebody who is well known in the oil and gas industry and reported like 8 months ago that this was going to happen if we had catastrophic weather conditions. And I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole interview, but it was really interesting what he was saying.
Well, they shut the Keystone Pipeline down. Global warming immediately ended, and we had the North Pole moved into the midsection of the country. And it happens about every 10 years.
But he also talked about how thousands and thousands of acres of land have been purchased by the CCP. And they have put wind turbines in there.
Oh, it's great. I'm totally comfortable with having China in charge of our energy
grid. Exactly. So I want to listen to the whole thing and see what he has to say, because by the comments that people were making, having read the article, it was pretty inflammatory.
Everything is inflammatory today.
Yeah.
I wrote my column over the weekend.
Was it
pedal to the metal? No. No. But it has some good lines in it.
I'm sure it does. They always do.
You know, what I have found to be very... I've been writing this monthly column now for almost 20 years. And it's always, you know, for most of the time, it's just been light stuff to be funny with that relates to the boom audience. 50 plus. But there's stuff that I get a lot of good feedback on it from people that are much younger. And it is getting so hard to find something that you can be funny with, because the whole damn, yeah, I was going to, I did take a shot at Fauci in it. Right at the very beginning. But it's weeks. It'll be out a week from tomorrow or Wednesday, probably the 2nd or 3rd of March. And there have been some small victories for conservatives. Abraham Lincoln High School has been saved. Here's what a little pissant son of a bitch the mayor of New York is.
Hold on.
Trump saved. They had spent $12 million to refurbish the ice rink in Central Park and hadn't even finished it. And Trump said, I'll come in, I'll get it done in 6 months, which he did, under budget, and all he asked for was the concession stands. Well, just to be an a-hole, de Blasio decided to shut it down and cancel all the contracts with
early.
Trump. Just to take a shot at him. Well, guess what? There was a lot of blowback on that, and the ice rink is now remaining open through its regular season. The renaming of 44 schools in the San Francisco Unified School District is apparently put on hold after intense local and national blowback. In a statement first released in the San Francisco Chronicle on Sunday, School Board President Gabriela Lopez said it would make reopening schools during the pandemic the only focus, and the renaming committees would be canceled for now. How obnoxious. That's not even a powerful enough term, is it, to look back in history at somebody like Lincoln, who abolished slavery, and say, well, he just isn't woke enough in 1865 by the standards we embrace today, so we're going to dishonor him. This is insanity, and it's happening at warp speed right in front of our eyes. But at least some of this, de Blasio's idiotic decision has been reversed because the people spoke up. That's why they elected Donald Trump, and that's why they reelected him last year, except we all know what happened there. Crazy. All right. Papa John wants a moment with us.
Hey, guy. How are you?
Yeah.
Good.
I know. I just wanted to call you and give you another prime example of how the lame street media takes whatever they can and twists it to make, I guess, those that are trying to do the right thing look bad.
Mm-hmm.
We over the weekend went down to visit our youngest daughter, who is very, very intelligent. But the first thing in the morning, they get up and turn on Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the lead stories was in the wake of the Texas electrical emergency, people were receiving $17,000 electric bills for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, this is where I threw it my daughter. I said, number one, you got to realize if this electricity they've used in the last 10 days, they probably have not been billed for it yet. There's no way in the world you could get people out there reading meters in weather like they've had. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
I said, the other thing is, they gave no details about that, what that bill entailed. There are a lot of operations, large companies, that can have a $17,000 bill a month.
Yeah.
In fact, they would love to have a $17,000 bill a month because it's probably a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But it's a prime example of how they go and take some real sketchy facts and throw it out there like it's God's honest truth, and it's a failure of our community to do what it's supposed to do to protect people. That's my say, bud.
All right. I'll bring that up when we have David on tomorrow, because I'm sure he can give us the straight scoop on that. Thanks for the call, Papa John.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have brilliant listeners who send me things, and we've been having a lot of fun with our friends at DCCI, Darden mm-hmm. Communications Consultants Incorporated, whose mission is to help you
mind your own business.
I had no idea that Hank Williams Sr. did a song by that name.
That suits me. A lot of folks request this for other folks. Nobody hardly ever requests it for themselves. There it is. If you mind your business, you won't have time to be fooling around with mine, huh? Let's go.
That's classical country music.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business.
I would love to play the whole song. We just don't have time. But thank you, Mark Cumby, for finding that. I had not heard that Hank song previously. That is, I wonder if they play stuff like that on, what's our country station that goes way back?
Possum.
I gotta forget.
Probably.
That's the best name of any radio station in America, and I forgot it.
Probably.
But I've been mentally consumed with other things. But Darden Communications is the company that can help you mind your own business. They can provide the technologies and the services at a fraction of what it would cost to hire somebody to do everything they can help you accomplish, knowing the full extent of your operation, whether it's construction or any kind of business that's dispatching vehicles, knowing where they are the drivers obeying the law, having video cams, dash cams, and direct communication systems, not cell phones, but two-way radios, where there's no doubt who's going to be on the other side. And at the end of the day, a business owner can use their technologies to pull up a full report on the day's activities. And no, it's always good to trust, but you want to verify everything that's been happening with your business, and DCCI can help you do that. These are terrific folks. So easy to work with. David Darden and Christopher Black. If you own a business, I think it's in your best interest to give them a call at 780-1112 and talk to them about technologies and things they can do for you that will help your bottom line and give you the benefit of an employee that you don't have to pay health insurance or any other cost to, Social Security, all that stuff. Just it's that extra member of the team that really helps you mind your own business. 780-1112. You can learn more by visiting DCCI.com, com with a double M.com, for Darden Communications Consultants, Inc. Great people. If you own a business, give them a buzz. Smoke and Otis.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg, Rosie.
Hey.
What's happening?
Greg, thoughts on some of these tech kids out there getting $10,000 power bills?
Yeah.
Now, don't you think if Beijing Biden there can throw billions over in Pakistan for gender studies, he could help some of these people out down here?
Well, we're not sure why these people are getting these bills. That's one of the questions I want to ask David Blackman tomorrow. I can't, first of all, if these are just residential customers, I can't imagine in a million years that they're going to be, let's say their regular bill is like $400 a month or something, and they get a bill for $16,000. I can't see. I can see the governor of Texas, Abbott, good guy, intervening and saying,
good
no, we're, that's not happening. We're not going to have people paying $16,000 just because they had power when others didn't.
Right, right. Now, I don't know. I was just puzzled when I heard that, and I thought, well, it's not true. It was my first thought, but looked it up, and it is true.
Yeah, but that's the problem, that no matter what kind of crazy crap you hear in the news, more than likely, it is true these days because we have people in charge. It isn't Joe Biden. He's giving a State of the Union tomorrow. That ought to be fun to watch.
Interesting.
Tell us again.
He's not even making.
Tell us again about what a racist country we are and how awful Trump was. We can't have 3% unemployment and all the rest of the bullcrap.
Right. He's not even making his own presidential phone calls. I mean, this guy is just a puppet.
Yeah, a sock puppet. And a sock puppet is
absolutely
something you stick your hand up the big opening at the bottom and make it move. That's exactly what he is. Otis, I got to run. Thanks for the call. It is 3:45. Here's our favorite shirtless weatherman.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The weather news is a lot better this week than it was last week. Tonight will be a chilly one with clear skies, overnight low temperature 36. But tomorrow and Wednesday, beautiful weather, really nice. Lots of sunshine both days. Warming trend continues. We'll be up around 67 on Tuesday, near 70 on Wednesday. Risk of showers returning, but still mild on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, electricians, Crosby Electric needs you. We're hiring electricians for construction and service work immediately in Central Alabama. You'll get industry superior benefits. We're family friendly. There's opportunities for career growth, and you'll be working with competent coworkers. And you can be home most nights before dark. The conversation is free. What do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today. That's Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
February 22nd is National Walking the Dog Day.
Do you want to go for a walk?
Walk 'em like a dog. Walk 'em like a dog, sis. Walk 'em like a dog.
Just a walk in my dog. Do you want to go for a walk?
You want to go for a walk?
I know a dog that got extra walks today. Mm-hmm. Chase. By the way, those of you who were listening this morning know that Rich Thomas had his annual examination today. That one test. And he's in great condition.
Good.
Not
to
that
hear.
I'm surprised. He's very diligent. We're both doing our thing, you know, to do the best we can to stay in peak so we can continue to be shirtless media people when the situation requires. All right. Rosie found the article. It was all over the place on Saturday and Sunday, and maybe they're having second thoughts. Coca-Cola facing criticism over allegations they encouraged workers to participate in an online training program that encouraged employees to be, quote, less white. And it's gone over about as well as New Coke did back in the 80s. Your job at Coca-Cola should not depend on whether or not you buy into the idea of being less white. Psychologist Carlin Borsenko wrote on Twitter, it should depend on whether or not you can do your job.
Yeah.
That's it, period. Doesn't, you know, less white. Can you imagine if anybody in any position of significance told any group of people, try to sound less Spanish when you talk. Try not to, could you dial down the blackness? Could you not look like such a feminist or talk? Can you imagine the shriek that would occur? I mean, it's, so what is this? There's this thing now that it's okay to just, you know, hey, white people all suck. They're all racist. And, God, I mean, I even saw this thing with this sliding scale of wokeness and on the far right part of this dial was white abolition. That sounds like what Hitler did with Jewish abolition in Germany in the 30s. There's so much of that going on. Are they even teaching the Holocaust anymore? God forbid they do, because somebody in school might think, you know what, this is starting to remind me of our country. Borsenko said a company whistleblower sent her the information, and you can see it below, and this is what this is how we can all be less white, folks. Be less oppressive. Be less arrogant. Be less certain. Is that, I mean, I'm only partially down the list. Be less certain. If you know, and I'm not talking in the opinion sense, but if you're doing your job and you're certain that you are doing it correctly, why would you want to be less certain? How does that make you a better employee? This is corporate America. This is on a scale that makes the Obama bullying, or what the Reverend Jesse Jackson was doing, you know, in the 70s, extorting companies, because we're going to call you a racist. Looks like kids' play compared to this. So I'm going to spend the afternoon trying to be a lot less white. Hello, Warren.
Warren, this is, I need to ask you a question.
Yeah.
First of all, let me set a baseline. I worked the streets of Montgomery for 19 years with the Catholic Church on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with the homeless and the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people I worked with was black. So I'm not a racist. But...
Yeah, but that comment sounds, by the way things are defined today, that comment sounds racist. Here's my take. You should never have to tell anybody what you are or aren't. Your actions should be how people judge you.
Exactly. Now, let me say this, and then they're going to call me a racist, but I don't care.
Well,
what
is your point? You're making me nervous.
You remember back when Saturday Night Live had Buck Wheat, when it was a good show and all that?
When Eddie Murphy did it, yes.
Right. I know how to go to Walmart and get some shoe polish. You know where I could buy a buckwheat wig where I can get on with Coca-Cola?
No. NF and... find a better use for your phone. Rusty Aldrich is joining me in the effort to be less white. You know, weren't we encouraged? Wasn't the whole civil rights movement about not seeing color? And now the very people that claim they were supportive of that, that's all they see. Because that's what identity politics means.
Well, and just the things that they're telling you not to be presupposes that you are. To me, that's racist right there.
Yeah, it's rather presumptive thinking,
exactly,
to say the least. Just based on your skin color.
Yeah.
I want to go back to this next hour.
Rusty.
Oh, no, no. It's 3:53. Now, it doesn't mean anything sinister, but... In fact, I remember an episode of All in the Family when George Jefferson's brother Henry was over at the bunker house talking about all the different shades of white there are. He's talking about paint colors. And it was very funny. We used to be able to laugh at that kind of stuff, even though this last caller made me a little anxious. Yeah, I mean, we used to have all kinds of fun. That's when Saturday Night Live was. It wasn't funny over the weekend when they got into the anti-Semitic business with Israel. I don't know if you caught that. Michael Che, who is clearly one of the worst anchors that's ever held the Weekend Update desk. I would never watch it. I happened to catch the story, so I had to look at it. What did he say that was that brought back so much blowback?
Hold on.
In fact, somebody sent me a Norm Macdonald clip when he was Weekend Update anchor, and he was great. When you're ready to paint, and we're heading into that season, warmer weather for outdoor... or indoor, actually, for that matter. Spring is a great time to do it. The humidity's not too bad. Get a paint that's going to coat, that's going to last, that's going to leave a finish that is second to none. And that's Richards for interior and John Lee's own brand, Solar Proof, for exterior painting. Now, everything you need for a painting project is there. They have the expertise in-house to answer any questions you have. Or if you'd like to choose one of the great pros like Riley Manning or anybody else, they... we'll be happy to set you up with a professional. I see their trucks out there all the time on Coliseum Boulevard just north of Atlanta Highway. In fact, their sign outside says, "Teamwork makes dreams work." But they didn't credit Emily Hayes for that. I thought she invented that. John Lee Paints, for four and a half decades. The official home, by the way, for the color charts for Montgomery's historic district. So if you live in one of those, you want to make sure you check with them before you paint your house outside, just to make sure it's within code. And they can go down a checklist with you to make sure if you are a do-it-yourselfer, you have everything you need to start and finish your project. Really incredible folks at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. And when you stop in, please, please tell them that you heard about them here on News Talk. Quick check on traffic at 3:55.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a lot of outbound traffic now on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway. Some of that taking Federal Drive to Congressman Dickinson and on up 231 to Wetumpka. Some of the downtown traffic going out Norman Bridge Road to Highway 331. We're busy there. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown. No accidents to speak of at the moment. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verifications, no out-of-pocket expense, and no hassle. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS, 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jones.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the statehouse are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they've forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
It's back. Auto Save Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. Auto Save Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Auto Save Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This week, the James G. Murphy Auction Company invites the public to bid during a major online auction underway now of items from the